This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
You. Music. Waste. Wants. You.
Music Waste wants you.
Music Waste, Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival, wants you to join our brand new community council. We're looking for enthusiastic folks to give their input on everything from programming to the festival's long-term goals, and are explicitly encouraging applications from BIPOC, LGBT2SQIA+, and people with disabilities. Help shape the direction of Music Waste 2020. To apply, visit musicwaste.ca. Hurry. Applications close January 31st.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Caught me napping. This is 101.9 CITR. Please sit right there and listen to the Parts Unknown show. Well done from Thunder Queens. Now, I don't know if they are from London, Ontario, just like their label, Yeah Right Records, but they're around the eastern part of Canada. They're young, almost teenagers, or just becoming teenagers. They have an EP called Thunder Queens EP. And that was the Thunder Queens theme. I was thinking to myself, many young bands want to have their first track be the theme song that sets the tone for the rest of their time as a band. That is what you're getting with Thunder Queens, that theme, screaming the name of their band over and over again to whoever hears it. And guess what, Thunder Queens? I hear it. This should be a note for many other bands out there. This is a great idea. You set the pace already. First track should be whatever the name your band is and your theme, and then take it from there. Great idea, London, Ontario's Thunder Queens. I forget who tipped me off to this band. It wasn't Duncan McHugh, I bet. Thunder Queens, very nice. Okay, so today I have lots of songs, but I don't really know how to start it. Now, I started it with the Thunder Queens. That's the easy part. But then when you have the first set of music, that's where it gets tricky. Well, that's not true. It hasn't been tricky in over 20 years until right now. And I was deliberating with myself on if I should go this way. And I think I will. I'm going to go super poppy right now. I'm going to sand all the edges off and give you, no offense to this band, but I think that this band's edges have been sanded for quite some time. Doesn't mean I'm not a fan of Napeyes. This is Halifax, Nova Scotia's finest band, and they have a new album coming out March 27th, Snapshot of a Beginner. This is an ode, albeit perhaps a negative ode, to Facebook impresario Mark Zuckerberg on 101.9 CITR.
Public. is aligned and the air and the time of the night. They play your favorite song. She's just too dark to care. High water everywhere. Smoke gets in your eyes. You throw yourself down on the playground. Skid to a halt on the runway. You cast a poisonous look to the sun. You know it just doesn't happen to anyone. You know this doesn't just happen to anyone.
Doesn't just happen to anyone. yes, I know it was late. We were greeting the sun before long. And you live with someone, I live with somebody too. Leave it there for safekeeping. Wander the West Village in plains. That was the custom. Come down. On the walls of the day, in the shade of the sun, we rode down. Another vision of us, we were the challengers of the unknown. Be safe, you say. Whatever the mess you are, you're mine. Custom, I'm down. Challenges of the unknown.
There is a line in that song that I could discuss for like ever with someone and they might have a good feeling about it. And someone else might be like, what? That's like the worst thing to say. Whatever the mess you are, you're mine. Well, maybe it's pretty cut and dry, but I really like that. Yeah, that was New Pornographers. I haven't played New Pornographers in 16 years. 16 years! But 16 years ago, I played it three times every show. I'm due. I'm going to get into more things. I just feel like I have time warped to 2004 right now because you know what? Wolf Parade's got new music. Oh my gosh. I remember there was this. It was called the Interurban Gallery. No, it wasn't. It was a number. There was this art space that was totally crumbling down. And Wolf Parade played a show in the basement of this place. I think it was called 815 or 418 or 213. It's not there anymore, and it hasn't been for a very long time. I went to try to get in to the show. It was so packed, I have never seen anything quite like it. And I have seen quite a few shows, but nothing like that. I didn't even see the show. I was stuck in the back. And after about 5 seconds, I assessed the situation and said, it's time to go home to Surrey. This is Wolf Parade. They're back. Better than ever? You be the judge. Their new album is called Thin Mind. What is it like to live under glass?
Like science fiction, we're under the glass again. And now I can't remember how life was outside, on the outside, yeah. They pull you one way, they push you back again. I know the soul division, poisoning my soul.
Yeah.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most thrilling, most freeing set that I have ever played in my life. So poppy, especially that song. That's the closest that I will ever come to playing the Belinda, not Belinda Carlisle. Is it Belinda Carlisle? No. Who did Total Eclipse of the Heart? I get it mixed up with Bonnie Raitt, Belinda Carlisle, Bonnie Tyler. Ha! Yes. I'm not going down that road, but that's pretty darn close. Thrill Me by, where does he live now? He doesn't live anywhere. They say on Bandcamp, he doesn't live anywhere. He's a nomad, a wandering minstrel from town to town, bringing songs like that one. Released, I don't know what the date is today, the 27th, something like that. In 24th of January, Sean Nicholas Savish dropped that. That was fantastic. And more fantastic was the lumping of those tracks all together. I had always been a little off on Mitski. Just a little too straight ahead pop for me. And, you know, I'm a metal guy at heart. When I was 10, had my first Iron Maiden album. And then you're going to show me Mitski and everything's going to be okay? It's not the way it is. Anyway, but that was fantastic. Be the Cowboy is an album that was released a few years ago by Mitski. Very, very wonderful. Maybe I will see this performer live one day. I love seeing interviews of Mitski. Seems to have a good head on her shoulders. Delphines from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Name one thing from Milwaukee. There's a type of beer from Milwaukee. Old Milwaukee, of course. Hush was from Delphines. Wolf Parade had new stuff. A song called Under Glass. New Pornographers. Classic New Pornographers with the song Challengers. Then we had Destroyer. Going great, this album. Have We Met? From it was the song It Just Doesn't Happen. And the annoying thing about it, he's too smart for his own good. Throughout the song, he says over and over again, it doesn't just happen. Yet the title of the song is It Just Doesn't Happen. That's very annoying. Especially when I'm listening to it and I'm writing in the titles, like, why do you do this to me? Why indeed? NapEyes had the song Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, now, if you know anything about this show, going on 21 years, the 21st year of the Parts Unknown show, you'll know that that's saying something, me playing those seven tracks all together. I need some more rock. I need heavy. I need some distortion. I need some dissonance. And boy, do I have it. Ty Segall, not just Ty Segall, rock god, we'll say, teaming up with Brian Chippendale. Not a Chippendale. It's just his last name. He is the drummer of the band Lightning Bolt. They are together for one album called Fungus 2. They call themselves Wasted Shirt. I'm going to get into it in a second. I really want a call out to anyone listening, because usually at this time, my buddy Ben Lai always comes in and I get to chat him up. And he's not coming in because he's on vacation. I don't know when he'll be back. And it saddens me because I got a great story to tell, but no one to tell it to. Anyway, Wasted Shirt on 101.9 CITR. Enjoy it. All right, caller, thank you so much for calling. That was so nice. So I'm going to tell the story, like, really quick. And I made mention of it on my Facebook post, trying to get people to look at my Facebook post, all my friends, to say, oh, hey, yeah, Chris's radio show's on. So it was a very interesting day on Sunday. I hadn't seen my sister in a long time, and my sister had not seen my daughter in a long time. And we went to Trout Lake because my daughter had rhythm gymnastics. It was a very stressful time. Something that my sister said set me off, and I got mad at her. Then she got mad at me. And then my sister went with my daughter to the little beach part of Trout Lake. And my sister did something to my daughter, said something or did some kind of weird thing. And then she wasn't talking to my sister. And boy, was that car ride home uncomfortable. But I'm happy to say that it all worked out. We're all friends again. And to my daughter, Sylvie, to my sister, Kim, I give you this song from Bedwetters Anonymous. Because if there's one thing that we all have in common on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you.
This next track has a video attached to it that is really quite bonkers. And it... Hey, Duncan! It's very ironic that this video actually was made with one of the actors in it. Let me explain. Now, I am talking, Duncan, about the new Lié video, Drowning in...
Piss.
Ah, you said it, I didn't. It features pretty much two people in it. One is some kind of worm, and then some kind of sorcerer, perhaps a wizard.
Yeah.
With a big hook nose, played by Bruce Dick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who was a prominent feature in a video that I did.
French Bruce.
As were you
in
it. But the thing about that video and Bruce being in it is that he has claimed to have never seen himself in the video. He has never watched it because he was too self-conscious about being in a video. So when that happens, what does one do? Be in another video. What a great idea. Novel concept, eh?
I think we're going to have to Clockwork Orange the situation and like...
I do not want to do anything that involves the movie Clockwork Orange. Oh my, yes, I know you're doing the eye thing, but there's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, you got to choose little bits of it to do.
Drowning in piss.
Yeah, that's part of the movie too.
No, that was something else. That was another movie. You want it real? Doesn't get more real than what we just were talking about. This is Lié on 101.9 CITR. Okay, one more song of this like, and then I'll get to my cover, which is perhaps my favorite cover of all time, and I have never played it on the Parts Unknown show. And I bet Duncan can guess, but he will be wrong. Re-informed
Well, I'll just go like that, reinform. And then I'll go like this. And what happens? Gestalt negative space. And we have negative reinforcement in dogs by negative space. A ban, I believe, from the UK. I'll do 2 minutes of this and then I'll get to my cover. I really like the cover. I really like this. All right, that was Negative Reinforcement in Dogs by the band Negative Space from the Gestalt record. Now my cover. That is along that lines, very punishing rock and roll, but originally a song done by Joe Jackson. This song is called Steppin' Out. No, it's not. It's called Got the Time. Duncan put that song in my head. So I really like the song Got the Time, Tick, Tick, Tick in My Head by Joe Jackson. Anthrax, thrash metal band from America. Very popular in the 80s and 90s, maybe even today. They did a cover. And I remember seeing the video on Much Music many, many years ago. And thinking, what is this golden treasure? And now I know. This is, I'm going to do this one. Let's try some Anthrax as my cover on 101.9 CITR. Ringing on the telephone, why don't you ring it in my head now?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Round four.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our fourth and final week, we have Attawolf and the Tribe, Strudes Monroe, Babe Corner, and Paperwave.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Cannon Drill!
Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Okay, I think, oh my god, is that, yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR Blob on a Grid. All right. Hopefully it's this one. This is still for 56 minutes. Still. The Parts Unknown Show.